And Lord, anoint my lips with his love and grace for the betterment of his children. Good morning. I'm Fred Dan. And this is a beautiful, beautiful day, a testament to what God has done for us. Well, Pastor Ken knows how much I like it up here on the pulpit. So I told him he could have a few days off. Besides, what could happen? Warren's in charge. I think this morning, I'd like to talk about how God uses adversity. He uses it in our lives to help us grow in our faith. Besides, who's the first person we call on when anything goes wrong? I chose the first reading because of an idea I got while in the adult Sunday school here last Sunday morning. I consider what this healthy family had to go through was adversity. Wouldn't you? To start, famine throughout the land. Then have to leave your home and go somewhere else to live. And then a husband dies. And then two sons die. It almost sounds like the story of Job. We can't choose to avoid adversity. But we can choose how we respond to it. Through adversity, God is able to accomplish so much in our lives if we will only trust Him and seek His purposes. So, will we engage or will we run away? Abraham faced the trial of having to leave his homeland, almost kill his son as a sacrifice. But remember, Abraham walked with God. Moses wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Joseph was sold into slavery. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. John the Baptist was beheaded. And Paul wrote some of his best work while he was in prison. So we're not alone. Adversity is everywhere. When a child is born, and you hold it in your arms for the first time, and look into that face is made by God. We are born in His image. No way I can explain how I felt each time I held my children. I don't guess anybody else can either. We expect this child to grow, and if he doesn't, there's a problem. Same principle applies to Christians. After being born again through faith in Jesus, we should continually grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him. This is what St. Peter wrote. Dear friends, since you have been forewarned to be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless and fall away from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. By reading the Bible, praying, observing how the Lord works, will increase in Christ-likeness. I don't know if that's a word or not. And obedience, but the Lord also uses a surprising means to bring us to maturity. It is called adversity, and it's a condition of suffering and hardship involving anguish, pressure, trials, heartaches, disappointments. Adversity is part of the universal experience of all believers, and it can be either hinder or help our acceleration, our spiritual growth. Maybe physical, it may be emotional in nature, either long or short, but it always causes pain. Finally, it always goes away. Maybe when you meet your Maker. Now, none of us want hurt or trouble. If it comes, we have two options. We can waste our sorrows, adversity, or we can increase our understanding of God's purpose. He allows adversity in our lives for specific reasons. To get our attention, when life is running smoothly, it's easy to ignore the Lord. But in adversity, He suddenly has our undivided attention. To conquer pride, if we're doing well, we might be tempted to look down on those who are struggling. But adversity humbles us. The Apostle Paul was given awesome privileges and insights, but along with them came a thorn in the flesh to keep him from exalting himself. That's in Corinthians. God allows humbling pain because He knows that pride prevents us from being used by Him. He doesn't remind us of our weakness. A sense of personal strength and adequacy keep us self-sufficient, but the Lord knows how to weaken us with affliction. So we'll turn to Him for direction and for strength. Demonstrate His faithfulness. Only in our greatest need will we understand how dependable and trustworthy the Lord is. Pain and hardship drive us to seek Him for help. We have to. Whether everything is fine and honky-dory or everything is terrible, we have to still remember that God is there. God is waiting. And God is making sure that we don't forget about Him. To prepare us for service, our suffering equips us in ways to meet the others, to express His love for us because God loves us so much. He sends adversity to rescue us from dangers that we don't see and to draw us into the safety of a fully surrendered to Him, to change our direction. God uses adversity to stop us from going astray and to redirect our path into His will. Our response to adversity is grow spiritually from trials in our lives. We must respond as the Lord desires. He has promised to teach us the way we should go. See it as coming from God. Our first response should be read God's word in order to view our situation from His perspective. He causes all things to work together for good, and for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. If He's allowed suffering, He has something good to achieve through it. Ask the Lord to reveal His goal, the adversity, the painful situations in our lives are not random events, but learning opportunities. If we glean as much as we can from our suffering and truth, we learn we will be worth the pain. And we surrender to God's will, even if we don't fully understand why we're suffering. The right response is to yield ourselves to whatever the Lord is doing, knowing that He only works for the best in His children's lives. By trusting His faithfulness, the Lord always does what He's promised and is trustworthy in every situation. Even in our pain, we can rest in His faithfulness to bring us through our adversity in a way that pleases and honors Him. Biblical truths affirm that God's goal for our adversity is a spiritual growth. Adversity is the Lord's most effective way of deepening our faith and commitment to Him. After He has brought us through it, the foundation of our trust in Him is strengthened. But with each trial, our confidence in Him increases as we look back and see how He has been faithful. The area of adversity in our lives is where God is working to bring us to spiritual maturity. The Lord has a goal. In mind, he knows exactly how to achieve what he wants. He is in the process of maturing us from the inside. This can't be accomplished academically, but it must be taught through experience, suffering. Our responses to adversity reveal something about ourselves. Our view of God, do we think he's trustworthy? Our view of ourselves, do we see ourselves as God's beloved children? The importance of things in our lives, if the Lord removes something we want to keep, our response reveals its priority in our hearts, our strengths, and our weaknesses. It is in the difficulties that we discover how strong or weak we are. Our capacity for endurance. Do we have a firm foundation of faith that enables us to endure, or do we just quickly give up? Our faith is God. How much do we trust the Lord and believe he uses adversity for our good? Our spiritual growth is determined by the way we view adversity. We either see it as an obstacle or in our lives, or as an opportunity to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And every trial, his goal is that we increase our knowledge and understanding of his ways and trust in his faithfulness. So, what are our responses? Do we view adversity as an obstacle or an opportunity for spiritual growth? And why do we see it this way? What keeps you from surrendering to God's will in the midst of pain, disappointment, or loss? How has God worked in your life through adversities? What sins has he revealed? What lessons has he taught? How has he trained you for service? Amen.
Thank you, Fred.
You're quite welcome.